Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
Hey there. Happy New Year. This podcast is actually something that I think you'll find helpful after any big event, like whether that's a wedding or the birth of a child, some big, exciting thing that you've been anticipating all year, and then it's over, and then you just feel, you feel weird. This episode has been designed to help you deal with that effectively, to cope with it, and most of all, to know it's normal. So thank you so much for tuning in. And before I begin, I just want to say it's been a wonderful year. I can't thank you enough for your support and telling people about this podcast. Please thank your spouse or your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whoever it is that's been having to deal with my voice and you saying, well, Chalene said, I get it. And I have people who I love listening to on podcasts too. And it's cool to hear your SpeakPipe messages and your tweets and your Facebook messages letting me know that you listen to my podcast, especially over those long trips that many of us tend to spend in the car over the holidays. So truly, thank you so much for your reviews that you've written on iTunes. But, you know, even more important than that, thanks for just jumping on Periscope or Facebook or wherever you are in social media. Thanks for jumping on and letting me know that you listen to the podcast. The first thing I have to let you know is that this is so normal. It's normal. Here's why you feel weird. Number one, you have not been getting up at the same time. You haven't been going to bed at the same time. You haven't been in your normal routine in terms of your eating, your exercise, and your daily activities. You see, we're creatures of habit. We crave and we thrive off of routine, right? Like we want to wake up at the same time each day and we want to kind of go to bed at the same time. We want to eat a lot of the same foods because it makes us feel like we're in control. It helps us to understand that there's some normalcy. It helps us to predict. And when we're able to predict an outcome, we feel safe. And when we feel safe, we feel like we're in control. And when we feel like we're in control, then we feel powerful and we feel comfortable. You see how that cycle works. So no matter what the activity is, when you're out of your normal thing, you just feel weird. Even if everything has gone beautifully, then you start to feel guilty. Like, I don't understand. I feel bad that I feel weird. And because I don't know how to put a word to this, it must mean that I'm sad. It must mean that I'm depressed, or it must mean that this time of year was disappointing, when it's not. It's not this disappointing. It's just very, very normal to feel weird or out of sorts because you are out of sorts. You aren't doing your normal things, right? So the first thing you have to understand is it's totally normal. It is totally normal. So don't feel guilty, okay? Don't feel guilty about the fact that you feel weird. It's very normal. But what I do recommend, because this can go on for a period of time, like to feel weird the day after Christmas is pretty normal. To feel a little out of sorts after New Year's Eve is normal. To feel a little off after your 40th birthday party that you've been planning for 3 months, it's normal to feel off the next day. A lot of women go through this after they give birth, especially with their first. They're so excited about giving birth and then the baby's there and they're overwhelmed and they're sleepless. And I'm not talking about postpartum depression, but I am talking about people who suffer from that same kind of like, oh, well, now it's over and now it's back to reality. So my second tip for you is to try to, during the course of that period of time, whatever that is, where you're going to be away from your schedule. So for some people, this is when they're on vacation. Some people, it's the period of the entire holidays. To keep in mind that we've got another week left. Another week of you being slightly off, where you're doing things you don't normally do, where you're eating foods you don't normally eat, where you're seeing people you don't normally see, where you're waking up at times you don't normally wake up at, you're sleeping in or staying up late or whatever it is, we've got another week left of this. So my recommendation to you, my second tip, is to try to, as much as you can, as much as it's not an inconvenience, try to instill some normalcy into your abnormal routine. For example, we're staying here in New York City, and Sierra and I, we're probably more particular with the kinds of foods that we like than Brett and Brock. Like, they'll eat whatever, but we're very much creatures of habit. So Sierra and I went to Whole Foods the first thing we got here, and we bought all of our regular staples. That allowed us to have some normalcy. Number two is we've been exercising every day, and that has nothing to do with I'm trying to lose weight or I'm trying to stay fit over the holidays. I am doing that, trust and believe, because I want to feel normal. That is my Prozac. Exercise is what I do to be a normal human being. That's all. So when people are like, oh, come on, you can't take a day off. I'm like, why would I take a day off of the thing that makes me feel normal? We've been exercising every day that we're here. And again, it's not for weight loss or because there's like this coming up or that coming up. It's because I don't want to kill anybody and I want to be happy. Exercise on the days you want to be happy. People always say, how often should I exercise? And that's my answer. Only exercise on the days you want to feel better. Those are the only days you should exercise. Now, that doesn't mean you have to kill it. It doesn't mean you have to do like Barry's boot camp followed by Pio, finished up with Insanity, and then wind sprints up and down your street. I'm just saying, like, every day you should be doing something to get your heart rate up because it does make you feel better. Yes, yes, yes. All right. My number three tip is to set a realistic reality date. What do I mean by that? I mean to say that Monday, January 3rd, it's on. Or it's off, or whatever it is. It's like, we are back on January 3rd. It's not realistic. I would love for you to like go crazy on January 3rd, but I don't want you to because I think that's unrealistic. I think January 3rd is a fantastic day to start your planning. So have fun, enjoy yourself, feel off, don't have any pressure, don't feel guilty. But on January 3rd, I want you to spend that week preparing to put in place your plan. Got it? So January 3rd is the date that you start planning. That's the date where you start maybe looking into a new workout routine or maybe check out Pio or maybe you'll join the gym around the corner or maybe that's the week you buy your new planner. And that's the week when you update your phone. And that's the week that you decide, okay, here's the diet that I want to follow. And I think I can change my eating habits and I can do this all year. And so in order to do that, I've got to get prepared. I need to go out and buy new shoes and I need to buy a yoga mat and I need to have a scale to weigh my food. So I want you to spend the week of January 3rd not thinking like, okay, you know, it's all or nothing. But January 3rd is a great week to spend in preparation to put in place your plan. Your plan, I think a great day to start it is Monday, January 11th. So don't forget, it's 1-1-1. January 11th is a Monday. You're going to have everything all sorted out. You got your new running shoes. You got your Fitbit to track your calories. You've got a new set of goals that we can create together, right? You've got a plan in place. You've got new objectives and you've got a way of eating that you're going to follow. And you've got all the tools in place and you've got a calendar and you've got accountability set up and you're excited and you're really excited and you're ready to kill it because you see what happens if you try to do that in January 3rd, dude, the day before you were still hungover. You didn't have a planner in place. You didn't have all these cool things ready to go. But see, if we take the week of January 3rd, that's a more realistic reality date. Let's talk realistic. So if we can set a more realistic date as January 11th, I think you're going to have far more success. As I always say, try to set yourself up for success. And the best way to do that is to be realistic, but to stick to a plan. So those are my suggestions for you. I hope that you found that useful, and I hope that you know it's normal. I mean, if nothing else, I wanted you to know the way you're feeling is like super normal. And weird is just a way that we describe our feelings when it's not what we normally feel. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Chalene Show. I really appreciate spending this time with you. And until we have a chance to do it again soon, I hope you know you are thebomb.com. This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to ShaleneJohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to ShaleneJohnson.com/confidence tips.